Good morning, everyone. I really want to thank the previous presenters for setting me up so nicely to just take my shot. I have no relationships that you need to know about. What I want to do with you today is to give you a little orientation to share our strengths and cooking matters, and also highlight our Cooking Matters for Child Care Professionals program, talking about our target audience, how the program is developed, the course structure, and some of our results. So Share Our Strength is an anti-hunger organization, and it's working to end childhood hunger in America by 2015 by community investments, building public-private partnerships, like state-level partnerships, increasing enrollment in all the federal nutrition programs for those who are eligible to participate in them, and through nutrition education in a particular form, which is cooking. So Share Our Strengths Cooking Matters was known up until October 18th of this year as Operation Frontline. Don't know if you've ever heard about it, but it's been teaching low-income families how to get the most nutrition out of their budget since 1993. And since we started, there have been about 5,500 courses taught and over 60,000 families reached. And you can go online and read the 2009 annual review. We don't have our 2010 review done yet. We have a wide range of courses addressed to low-income children, adolescents, and adults. These are the old covers. We're in the process of revising our look to accommodate the new name. And all of the Cooking Matters courses are delivered by local partners. We have more than 20 across the country. They're all learner-centered and include techniques like facilitated dialogue. They feature a lot of hands-on cooking in every lesson. There are interactive discussions and fun activities. And they're led by usually volunteers who are a teaching team. One, a qualified culinary professional, might be a chef, might be a culinary instructor at a community college or in a high school VOTEC program. Or it could be someone who has a lot of culinary experience and loves to teach, and a qualified nutrition professional who may be a dietitian or may not. All of these courses need to be offered free to the program participants, and all of the adult courses feature take-home groceries so that the participants can practice at home the recipes that they learned in class, which is really quite an attractive feature. So now I'll talk about this particular program of relevance to today's discussion, and that's Cooking Matters for Child Care Professionals. So if you imagine for a minute your child or some other child you know eating lunch today in his or her child care center, just think, why does cooking matter in this setting? She knows. Well, which would you rather eat? This reimbursable meal, if you add applesauce and a cup of milk, or this? And the basic approach in Cooking Matters follows the philosophy that what we need to do is to give more people control over the cost of their meals, over the ingredients in their meals, and the taste, because we all know that it's not nutrition if it's not eaten, right? That's my lunch. So as this program was gestating, it was decided that the primary target would be family daycare home providers. Why is that? Well, some of the family daycare providers face the same problems that low-income parents do. They may be low-income themselves. They may not have access to the healthy foods that we're talking about. They're working in an environment where they're somewhat isolated and where they have time and space challenges. As we've heard today, the early childhood period is a really important time in the formation of dietary behaviors, and these family daycare providers spend very long days with these kids and can have a really large influence on the kids' food habits. After two pilot periods, it was decided to award mini grants to grantees who are outside of our normal partnership model. Normally in the our partners on the ground delivering the other Cookie Matters courses use our materials, we provide technical assistance and training, we provide evaluation services, they provide the organization for the course, they find the volunteers to deliver the courses, they buy the food, they handle the actual course. And they are usually doing many, many courses in the course of a year. But we wanted to see who else could deliver these courses and who might have access to family daycare providers that our partners usually don't. So we awarded these mini grants to organizations that ranged from CACFP sponsors to cooperative extension offices, health departments. We have an herb farm and a United Way agency. It's quite a variety of grantees, and I'm really enjoying working with them. They've each agreed to graduate at least 45 providers, and from what I've been seeing, that's not going to be a problem. Once they announce the courses, the demand is quite high, and we expect to reach more than 1,000 childcare providers and indirectly more than 6,000 children in the course of this year. So our goal is to empower these providers to offer healthy foods and to foster positive food attitudes among the children in their care. And this is not as small as I thought it was going to be. when we were sitting there working out how we would put this on the slide, I was feeling a little depressed about it. But I realize it's a lot of information, and if you'd like to get it from me later, you'll have my email address available and I can email it to you. But this is the basic logic model that informed the development of the course, and we're working to improve, I'll kind of work backwards here, the nutrition of the kids through both increasing the quality and the variety of the foods offered to them and the quality and the variety of the foods that they eat. And that's partly a function of the taste, the presentation of the foods, and also other aspects that might influence their willingness to eat these foods. And so the course focuses on healthy mealtime behaviors and kid-friendly cooking and nutrition activities to set up a positive environment for them, food safety practices, food budgeting, and menu planning for appeal and for CACFP compliance as part of what's offered to the kids. And cooking permeates every module. It actually comprises at least half of a class. Hands-on cooking practice, not just demonstration. So we expect that as a result of the program, the providers will offer more nutritious meals with the same qualities that have been talked about today. More fruits and vegetables, lean meats, low or no-fat dairy products, whole grains, and water. And fewer prepackaged foods. So this is definitely from scratch cooking, that they'll model and encourage healthy attitudes, involve the kids, and follow food safety practices. Here's an example of what would be in one of the modules. And I did bring a copy of the curriculum. It's on the back table if you wanted to have a look at it, so you could see the rest of them. But module one has activities like identifying attitudes and behaviors that the providers can model. This is part of a facilitated dialogue, a ritual brainstorming activity where they all figure out what would be a fun ritual to set the context for a meal. Measuring and knife skills, this is where the chefs come in and really start flashing their stuff. hands-on cooking, and then every module ends with goal setting for something to practice in the next week. By the time a provider has been through the entire course, she or he would have had hands-on experience with usually about 9 to 13 recipes and have taken home a bag of groceries to do some of those at home. So the modules also include activities that the providers can do with the kids, like mixing up, this one in the lower right-hand corner is mixing up carrots with a lot of different herbs and rating which ones they like. And the hands-on cooking includes little icons, this hand, it's kind of hard to see on the screen, but it's this little blur here next to the numbered part. The hand shows where the kids could participate in the cooking, and there's also CACFP crediting there for them to plan that into their menus. So what are some of the benefits of doing a course this way? Well, our modules, there are five modules in a course, and there are 2 hours each, but there is some flexibility in the implementation, and what I'm finding is that among my grantees, some have chosen to do 5 hours over 2 weekend days. Some of them have decided to do three and a half hour sessions. Some have decided to do weeknights, 5 weeks in a row. They're really trying to meet the needs of the particular group of providers that they're encountering, and they've done surveys beforehand to find out what would work best. The manual that they get, it's the same size as the instructor's manual, basically gives them recipes, it gives them handouts, and it also has a fair number of activities they can do with the kids back in their site. There's a lot of hands-on skill building. It opens up some providers to the idea of enrolling in CACFP, and from a course that I observed up in Vermont last week, many of the providers there who hadn't previously considered being on it, from listening to their peers and from and troubleshooting some of the issues, decided that they'd go ahead and get in contact with the CACFP office. They have their goal setting and weekly challenges to keep them motivated. This is a big feature for the providers themselves, continuing education credits. And in many of the cases I've seen, they've been able to get their CE credits for their licensing with this course. The take-home groceries are very popular. And it's also a great social opportunity for folks who normally don't have much in the way of adult time. Okay, so what have our evaluation results shown so far for this year? And I have with me Laura Seaman, who is the evaluation manager for our Cooking Matters programs. She's my wingwoman here, so if you have any questions about the evaluation, I'm going to let her address those. But this is what she came up with for me for today, is that initially 90% report an increase in their cooking skills. I'm not surprised. They're getting a lot of practice. 100% plan to try the recipes they learned with the kids, because they've actually found that they might be things they never would have considered making, but they actually taste really good. And 51% plan to have tried to let kids help prepare meals. And this is based on 103 graduates. These were graduates of courses given by our usual partners. So our evaluation tool is a pre-post survey test design, and this is a survey that's been refined through a partnership with the Center for Human Nutrition in Omaha, and it's in the testing phase through the beginning of next year. So it's looking at three basic outcomes. One is modeling healthy mealtime behaviors for the kids, healthy and safe meal preparation, and food resource management. This is kind of what it looks like. Well, it's actually several pages. That's not what it looks like, but we're showing you highlights of three of the sections. And what we're measuring are changes in behavior. For example, in the past month, how often did you let the kids see you enjoy the same healthy foods they're eating? Or how often did you engage kids in conversation at mealtime? Attitude, I personally believe it is important to let kids help prepare meals, let kids serve themselves. And confidence, how confident are you that you can prepare meals using healthy foods, find the time to prepare healthy foods, etc. And Laura has a copy, a couple of copies of the survey if you'd like to have a look at that. What do the childcare professionals say? This is one of my favorites. This class opened my eyes to different foods that I've never tried before. I spent an extra 20 minutes in the produce section. It taught me different ways to prepare things. So this has been a course that surprised the providers in how much they liked it. They came for the CE credits, but they kept coming because it was really working for them. This project is funded by the Walmart Foundation and the Pritzker Early Childhood Foundation. You can see information about them there. And my contact information is here, but there's also on the back table a fact sheet about this course, and it has my contact information on the bottom. That's all I've got in the way of a business card now since we changed our name. And there's also a little fact sheet about volunteering with the program. So if you'd like to talk with me about it, I'll be available after this session, and I probably have a couple of I have a minute to answer a question. Anybody? Yes. Do we anticipate having any more mini grant opportunities? We are looking at the best way to continue this program. Obviously, we wouldn't have put this much into it if we didn't want it to have a very wide reach. And so it's something that this year we're looking at, okay, what really works? Who are the best people to work with? And we'll see. But have my contact information and keep in touch with me, okay? can we do one more? Okay, we can do one more.
I just wondered what your other person.
I think it was somebody in the back, but
oh,
yeah.
Sorry. It sounds like a program that could be really easily applied to parents as well. Do you have a separate curriculum for parents, or can it be adapted for parents?
There is a program for parents. It used to be called Eating Right, now it's Cooking Matters for adults. And it has an addendum for parents of young children. And if you get in touch with me, I could let you know if there's somebody near you who's implementing that, a local partner who's got that going. Okay? And I can answer more questions later.